Welcome to Vision for Change Radio with John Stevenson. When faith meets information, everything is possible. It takes just one moment to put your life on the road to success and personal fulfillment. You can obtain God's best when you can see your future in your present. Listen in as we share information that will inspire your spirit and empower your soul.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, family. This is John Stevenson. Welcome to Vision for Change broadcast. I am your host for today, and as always, and I love you all so very much, it has been my regular tradition here to offer you salvation if you're not born again and you need Jesus in your life, which I personally believe everybody needs Jesus in their life. Listen, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God sent him to die for your sins, you can be born again. So it's a simple process. You just repent, Lord, forgive me for anything and everything that I've done, and also things I might have missed that you've called me to, and then come into my life, Jesus. Take my life and do something with it. It's very simple. You need Jesus in your life. If you want to see a better life, ask Christ to come into your life. Also, if you're listening, you may say, I am born again, but I need to rededicate my life. I haven't been living like I need to live, and it's just different for me right now. I was born again, and so, you know, I've been there myself. Slowly but surely, you kind of just kind of walk that walk, and you kind of fall back. Just 1 John 1 and 9, he's faithful and just to forgive you of any unrighteousness. So listen, he's faithful. He's there. He's never going to leave you, never going to forsake you. So you can repent and get your life together. Well, as always, I'm all over social media. If you want to tune in and go to Twitter, John Stevenson 1, JSM Online, Vision for Change broadcast is on Twitter, VFC. Go ahead, go by our social media pages, John Stevenson Ministries on Facebook. You can find us all over the web. And then our new website is up. Yes, yes, yes. I want to thank Media Systems and their president, Mr. Tracy Jackson. He helped me so greatly with getting this new website up. It's jsmonline.org. Go check it out. This website is for you. We load up the broadcast, and we have some different teachings from some things I've done around the country. So please go ahead and join and get on the website, and let me know your feelings. Email us info@jsmonline.org. I want to hear from you, get some feedback for the pastors out there. We've got some wonderful things that we want to present to you, and some things that you're doing in the community. We want to highlight those things. So hit me up, send me an email so we can let the people know what's going on. All right. As always, I have the beautiful Miss Jenny Sturdivant here. She is here each and every weekend. She's just a blessing. She's also the host of her own show, Generation Now. Miss Jenny, say hello to our folks.
Good morning, everybody. How are you today, Pastor?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. How was your Christmas?
I'm doing good. Christmas was great. I wish Christmas was every day. Can we make it every day?
That'd be nice if we could do that. You know, I want that same feeling, you know, and Christmas was wonderful at my house. And all right, what was the best gift you gave away?
Love.
All right. See, I know that is the best gift, right? Right? That is the best gift. That is the best gift. I gave away a lot of love. We had a lot of fun in our house, and our family was together. We had breakfast. It was just a wonderful time. I do enjoy this time of year.
It's always about family for me. I mean, I think the older you get, when we become adults, it's not even about the gifts. It's just spending time with family, because you don't live and see each other often. So good times, smiles, laughs, good food. That's all it's about.
That's what it's about. That good food, too, and that love. Love is the key to this thing. That just sets the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So I want to love somebody today. Can we give something away?
Let's do it. All right.
Well, I have what I call the Destiny Pack. And what I want to give you is a book by Bishop T.D. Jakes. It has blessed my life. I am reading it for the second time. I've given it away. I've given it to friends. It's a great book. Also a book that I've personally written called Notes from the Heart of a Servant. If you are involved in ministry, it'll be a blessing to you. It just helps you, encourage you how to serve properly in ministry. And I think we all need to know how to do that, especially if we go to a church. You shouldn't just go to a church to be going to church. You should add your gift to that church. So this book will help prompt you in your thinking and what to do there, and also a message I taught on kingdom service. So if you'll call 202, oh wait a minute, I got the wrong number. What is it?
240-638-5430.
That number right there, 240-638-5430. I'm taking caller number five. Come on and get it. We want to bless your life with this. In the meantime, we're going to jump into this. It is God Loves Us, How He Loves Us by David and Nicole Binion.
Ha ha! He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I'm unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, then I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. In his eyes, if grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest.
That is David and Nicole Binion. He loves us. He loves us so much, and I love him, and I love you all. Well, we have a winner. Our fifth caller is Miss Civil Brown. Is Miss Brown, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, dear. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. God is good.
God is good all the time. Well, we wanted to
yes,
be a